Once upon a time, two men decided if they were making the cut. And then they made the cut. And now JT and Aaron are talking everything from wrestling to pop culture and beyond, because it's no holds barred.
Bards, no holds.
No holds barred.
Okay, hi.
Hey.
So listen, we're doing tournaments on Twitter lately, Aaron. Did you know that?
I was aware.
Okay, we've done best Mania main events. We've done best Mania matches that weren't main events.
Yep.
Hey, we thought it'd be fun, since it's kind of a wacky month, May, to do a worst.
I've been off the internet a bit, you know, because, you know, I've been able to go places.
Yeah, just driving around.
Go about my life normally.
Dog sledding.
Yep, dog sledding. Igloos.
Herb Chevrolet. All right, so we thought it'd be fun to do worst WrestleMania matches, but also excluding main events, because there are one or two that could be in that mix.
I don't get to vote against my boy Sid, so no. I'm happy.
And Triple H Reigns, I think, gets saved as well by not.
The worst? I don't. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
All right. So this is how it's going to go. We're going to pick the worst match from every WrestleMania 1 through 35. As we explained last time we did this, we're not counting 36 as a show, and then we're going to stack rank them 1 through 35, and that'll be the order that they're seeded in the tournament.
What would have been the worst match at 36?
I don't care.
It's the last man standing, right?
I don't care. You can't get me.
Are we talking about Saudi Arabia shows?
That's where it's at for me, actually. And not because of any like political reason on this one, whereas with the Saudi shows I don't really care for. I just don't want to think about it. It hurts too much still to even consider it as a WrestleMania.
Well, it wasn't.
All right, WrestleMania 1.
Leilani Kai, Wendy Richter. it's David Sammartino, right?
Yes,
British Beefcake.
It's a race to get it out.
Why on earth did they give that thing 12 minutes?
All right, so this is going to be interesting, because the best is, you know, simply the best is easy to pick, right? Not easy, but you kind of know. But with the worst is some criteria that comes into play. And our favorite criteria here at No Holds Barred is, was it too short to really suck, right? So, like, I don't know how that factors in for you for matches. But it does play a role sometimes in me. So, like, Corporal Kirch and Nikolai Volkoff is a real shit match, as is Fabulous Moolah versus Velvet McIntyre. But both are 2 minutes or less. So, are they really the worst match on the card if they're under 2 minutes? Maybe. But
yes.
I think other stuff could be worse if it's longer and more boring.
Yeah. I think about WrestleMania 2. I don't think there's anything that's long and boring like
right.
that. Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, I have Adonis Elmer as the worst one, but whatever.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Fuck Uncle Elmer.
That feels like a worse match on any card.
Yes. Yes. When you look at this list, that should definitely be on there. Even though Nikolai Kirchner is fucking terrible, but it's literally 2 minutes. That's
it. And it's out. Flag. And then they got the patriotism in there, too.
Yeah.
Like, proud to be an American, you know?
Hmm. Proud to be Russian, too. Why can't you say that? Proud to be Russian.
Yeah.
It's funny, too, because with, I think, doing worse match, I got to look up the card more. Like, the best we kind of rattled off.
Right.
All right, so worst match at WrestleMania 3.
So I have the Killer Bees versus Sheik and Volkov. But I'd be happy to hear arguments for Butch Reed, Coco Beware, Jake Roberts, Honky Tonk Man, or Junkyard Dog Harley Race, as I have them all rated the same.
So I have Bees higher, so I have that at 2.5. I have Race, JYD at 1, and Coco Reed at 1 star. I'd go JYD Race, because that actually had some build.
Yeah, Coco Reed.
When you look at the names, it's very disappointing.
Yeah.
Yes, and Coco Reed is meant to be a squash.
And then he didn't even bow.
Right, it was a shit bow.
Son of a bitch. He didn't even bow at all. He attacked him.
It's a shit bow. All right, WrestleMania 4 has some contenders.
No, it's got one. There's only one.
Or Jake Roode?
Yeah.
You know me, I'm like the weird little advocate of that match.
It's terrible.
I know.
Like, but you know what it is? Is having just watched it. A month ago, they spend so long just twisting arms and in headlocks.
Here are my star ratings for this show. This is like how rough. It's such a sneaky rough show, but it's still nostalgic. It's such a weird show.
But all the matches are quick too.
2 stars, star and a half, 2.5, star and a half, half a star, star and a half, half a star, star and a half, 2 stars, 2 stars, star and a half, 2.5, star, 2.5, 3. That's it.
Right.
So by my grade metrics, I have Warrior Hercules and Bigelow Gang as the worst two.
I have Bigelow Gang. quite a bit higher than Rude Roberts. Not a ton, but
how about Warrior Hercules? I thought that was really bad.
See, I don't think that's that bad. I have Honky Tonk Man Beefcake.
All right, look, I'm not going. I'm fine going Roberts Rude. I mean, I have it a star and a half. I'm not going to fucking argue too long about it.
All right.
And I know most people look at that as the worst. So
it's also 15 minutes.
Yeah, true. Yep. Okay. It goes against my short long argument.
Yeah.
So.
That honestly, if that match was 5 minutes with the exact same action, it would be fine.
Right. So it's 10 minutes of non-action, you're saying?
Yeah.
All right. WrestleMania 5. I want to make a little case for Beefcake DiBiase.
Ooh, that's a terrible match.
And like the build, like not build, but the quality of guy in there, you would expect much more. The only two matches I had rated, I had three matches rated lower. Duggan Bad News, Garvin Bravo, and Bushwhackers Rougeaux. But Bushwhackers Rougeaux, you get the nut rub.
You get the nut rub. You don't take that out of this tournament.
So that's something. Garvin Bravo, you get Garvin killing Frenchie Martin after the match, which is nice for me.
Where do you have Andre Jake?
2.5.
Oh, wow. I have it at 1.5.
I like the moment.
Yeah.
Spectacle.
Look, I'm always happy to bury Ted DiBiase.
Yeah. I mean, Duggan Brown is in the mix, too. But, well, I mean, DiBiase Beefcake for me suffers because the expectation should have been much more. And it just piles on the DiBiase sucks at Mania thing, too.
At pay-per-views, not just Mania.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah. All right. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Good. Disappointment adds in for me for worse, too, on these types of things.
I'm good with that, too.
All right, 6.
It's Piper and Bad News, right?
Yeah, that's another one. Exactly. It should have had the hype was much more. That is definitely what I had as worst match by grade as well. So,
what about what it shouldn't have had?
Yes, blatant racism.
The black face and black half of a body.
The Hot Scott?
The Hot Scott?
Okay, WrestleMania 7. This is where my easiness stops because I don't have my grades in anymore because we haven't gotten here yet. See, this is, again, there's a couple ones that are shortish, like Mountie Tito, but it's only a minute 20. Like, is that?
Nah. My lowest is Demos.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Against Fred Kitao.
You know, you do get the powerbomb in the Fred Kitao. But I don't think anything else really jumps out. Like, this is such a great show.
It's a great show. You could go Tornado Bravo, but it's fine.
Like, yeah, it's not actually a not bad Bravo match.
Yeah.
It's like 3 minutes.
Earthquake Valentine, but it's quick.
But that was a good point. They had to rebuild Earthquake.
Yeah.
Plus, I think it's during that match you get the great interviews in the open with the celebrities. Hulk,
Winkler.
The Ultimate Warrior is going to get his ultimate win. Okay, let's go with Tenryu and Kitao versus Demolition. Is that what we said?
Yeah.
All right. 8 disasters.
Who are you talking to here? And it's not even disasters. It's Money Inc.
Yeah, yeah.
The Ted DiBiase tie-in.
Okay, WrestleMania 9. Taker Gonzalez.
Yes, but we could make a case for that tag match.
Yeah. I'm into it. Go ahead. Sell me.
Well, tag match is much longer. It's so much more stupid indulgent. It has a stupider... Imagine, the tag match has a stupider finish than a guy choking out a guy with chloroform. Put the tag match.
Yes, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I remember I caught some shit because I think I actually have that. I have that Taker Gonzalez at like 2 stars, I think.
I have that rated lower, Taker Gonzalez, but like I'd rather watch that than the tag match.
See, I thought it was all right. Like they really went at each other. The SummerSlam one is god awful, but I'll stand by my grade on that one. I know Chad leads the charge on me on that one that I'm way out of my fucking mind on it, but I don't know. I just don't mind it. Like when I watched it again, I was like, you know what? They're hustling. Like fucking El Gigante's hustling in that match.
Look, it's not good, but that tag match is so long.
This whole package is way more than I ever gave it credit for. It's one of the few matches on the card that had some energy with it too. Good for them. 2 stars. That's what I said in my last review of this.
0.5 stars.
I went star and a half on that tag, so I went it worse actually.
I went 1 on the tag, but again, like if I'd rather watch Undertaker Gonzalez, like
right.
Get that tag match on there.
All right. Fuck
that might win.
The contender.
Yeah.
All right. 10.
Yoko Luger.
Yes, by far.
Yeah.
11.
It like single-handedly hurts the show. Like if that's a better, if that's just a good match, that show is like, when we were ranking it, we kept coming back to it.
Right. It's awful.
Yeah.
It's long, right? Was it like, well, it was one of those ones. It may be one of those ones. It's actually not as long as it seems. Let me look quick. What's your guess?
I'm going to guess 9 minutes.
I'm going to guess 12. It is 14:40.
Oh.
Longest match of the night. Oh, no. The Razor match is a
Price is right. You'd win.
Oh, Owen Brett's longer, too. Third longest. All right.
Five-star matches. They should be. okay. Well, here we have two, I think.
The opener?
The opener?
No. You get Taker, Bundy, and Brett Backlund.
Yeah, yeah. The opener's not good either, but it's not bad. Like, it's fine.
I think I go Brett Backlund on my...
what do you say?
Expectation merit.
Yeah, I have them rated the same, so I'm happy with Brett Backlund.
It's so disappointing after Survivor Series and, yeah, the Piper stuff.
I love Survivor Series.
It's great. And then you also got Piper was good as a ref before that. So, like, everything should have been in place for a really good match.
It's they gave him a mic. You can't give Piper post his 87 right. when he retires. Don't give him the microphone anymore.
Yeah. Although, no, he's good at 96. As the president with Goldust. He's actually really good.
I guess. He's not like cutting promos then, I guess.
What do you say?
What do you say?
All right, 12.
I don't want to vote against this. I'm not voting against it. My lowest ranked is Warrior Triple H.
I think that's
But that's Triple H's best match, so.
Yeah, but I can't go Austin Vega.
I know, but that's what it should be. So then it's the six man?
No, that's good too.
Okay, that the backlub brawl?
Nope.
Bret Michaels?
Can't. I'm not doing main events.
So nothing?
It may be the only mania without a bad match.
Diesel Undertaker?
All right, we can go with the six man.
All right.
I think Austin Vega is better than that. Do you?
I have it lower, but I have them rated the same.
Okay. I like that opener, too. You're making me... This is awful.
Which opener are you talking? Yeah, me too. The WrestleMania 12 is like, it's such a perfect example of it's good. It's just everything's good. Just nothing's amazing.
Right. Okay, that's going to be number 32. I can tell you already.
Right. Well, we got to play in. Right. It won't even.
So, I'm hoping it doesn't make it. Doesn't deserve to. All right, 13. Should be the main event, but probably Rocky Sultan.
Don't you say anything bad against my man Sid.
Rocky Sultan or Hunter Goldust?
I have the tag, the four-way tag match lowest.
Oh.
But I'm happy to put Rocky
Sultan. I think Rocky Sultan. Like, there's no way that should be an IC title match.
I have them rated the same. So, yeah, Rocky Sultan's fine.
Okay. The Triple H match at least has the China attack.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not one to put over Triple H matches.
All right, 14.
It's going to be funny to get to the later ones. And we're going to be talking about Triple H a lot, I think.
Sure are.
14, I have the Tag Battle Royal as the worst one.
Yeah, that's another. That's like 12. They're very similar cards.
Yeah.
Everything's like pretty good. Nothing great. All right. 15.
It's got to be Sable, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Triple H?
No. We're missing an obvious. You're missing an obvious one.
I got to look at the card. Hang on.
There's a homicide at the end of it.
Oh, yes, the Hell in a Cell. Does that make it better or worse, the homicide?
Obviously better and worse.
All right, 16 is too many choices, sadly.
I don't know. I think it's pretty clear the choice is 16.
TNA?
No, Terry Catt.
Yeah, it's only 2 minutes, though. That TNA match is fucking terrible.
How long is it?
Seven. It feels like an eternity. I mean, Jim Ross at a WrestleMania says it was a bad match on commentary, basically.
All right, put it in. I don't care.
That's a rough one. And it sucked because Head Cheese, the build was pretty good to them. Like, right. They were kind of hot going in there. And then the fucking midget with the cheese head comes out and Blackman does the awful kick to it at the end, too. I mean, Ross basically apologizes for it being a bad match as the match is going.
How does he not apologize for the women? That match is just god awful.
I know. It's 2 minutes. TNA. It's just like the cat fight thing. It just happens to be an official match. That's all.
Right.
All right. So we can't do the main event for 17, sadly.
No. What's the point? Shut the whole thing down.
China Ivory.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's only 2 minutes.
Yeah, but it's another one of those shows where everything's good.
Yes. There's nothing else that I would. I mean, only other thing would be the six man, but even that's
but
a hot crowd.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
When are we going to start naming these women matches? Oh, this one.
18.
I got Jazz, Lita, Trish is the worst match.
Yeah, DDP Christian's pretty inoffensive, right?
No, I think it's fine. Yeah. I don't think it's good. It's great, but it's fine.
Okay.
Maybe now we're into the women's era. Where
19?
Well, it's such a good show. There's probably no bad match on this show.
Probably Undertaker versus Albert in Big Show. And I'm one of the few that like aren't completely out on that match, but I think Trish Victoria Jazz is decent, right?
Yeah, I'm just going to double check here. I might have to say something controversial.
Hardy Ray?
No. Where is it? Is that the worst one?
The Team Angle three-way?
Nope.
Triple H Booker?
Yeah, maybe.
It's not worse than Taker Big Show on A-Train.
I have it rated worst, but well, whatever.
Come on. It is not.
I hate that match.
I know. But it's not worse than Big Show. And
I don't have... I have Big Show Taker not rated that bad. But whatever.
I mean, look, you could argue the booking and it's 18 minutes, so I'm not going to... If you really feel like you want to put it, I don't think it would be, like, hated on.
You know what? Triple H is going to be represented enough.
Okay.
On the show.
We'll save him for one.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's like a pedestrian... Like a... Probably 2.5-ish for me, that match.
I have it at, like, 2 and... The hell did I have it at? I was just looking at it. I have it at 2.75.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So but I think that Big Show match is worse.
I have that at 3. I don't know why. Gosh, maybe I'll
tap on the head. Yeah. All right. Do we go Goldberg Brock for 20, or is it such a spectacle that it survives?
What will be next? Next would be Sable Torrey, Stacy Jackie.
2.5. Playboy. That was the TNA. I don't count the TNA matches.
Then like, the Fatal 4-Way tags.
SmackDown. The SmackDown one was worse than the Raw one, right?
I think it would have to go Goldberg Lesnar. I know it's a spectacle, but like, yeah, it's an all-time bad spectacle.
That's fine. All right. 21.
Muhammad Hassan, Eugene.
How about Cena JBL?
It's the worst.
What else? I mean, it's not Ray Eddie. It's not Money in the Bank. It's not Taker Orton. I guess Trish Christie.
It's Trish Christie or Big Show Akebono.
Yeah, that's a minute, and it's a sumo thing.
Yeah, I'd go Trish Christie.
Okay. Chris Christie?
Like that exposes the business. You know?
Yeah, I guess. Cena JBL was close, though. It was close.
Yeah, it's crazy they have such a better match at the May pay-per-view.
All right, 22.
Well, we're not doing the pillow fight stuff, so I'd go Booker against Boogeyman. Booker Charmel Boogeyman.
Well, it's definitely not Mark Henry.
No, no, he's amazing.
Yes. All right, Boogeyman.
You know, the people that hated us for that are probably not listening anymore anyway because we're racist.
Mark Herney. That was like almost 4 minutes, which is long for a throwaway garbage match.
Yeah.
All right, what jumps out at you for 23?
Well, there's two choices, I think. Melina Ashley is awful and business exposing, but I think you could probably make a case for Kane Khali.
Yeah.
But it probably should be Melina Ashley.
Let's do Melina Ashley. That's pretty bad.
And Kane Khali was the thing that, like, kept changing, right? Was it supposed to be Hogan?
Yes. Yes. I think it was supposed to be Hogan Khali.
Yeah. What a weird card this ended up being.
Yeah, everything got shaken up.
Yeah, Michaels was supposed to be in the Billionaires match, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Triple H ended up getting hurt, right? He was supposed to be in the main event.
Why do they feel the need to redo that main event?
Because Triple H has to have every rematch ever. That's it.
He got
king
like
of,
four.
King of rematches.
The four in 2006. He lost every one of them.
Chad will tell us all about them and the fighting spirit of 06. All right, yes. WrestleMania 24.
The worst match I have is Beth Phoenix and Melina against Maria and Ashley.
I feel it's also cheap to pick those, though. You know what I mean?
Chavo Kane, but that's a squash.
Yeah, it's only 11 seconds. Yeah, I guess when there's nothing dramatically worse, then you got to go. But I try not to default to those, you know what I mean?
How's this for a disappointing one? I don't think Batista it's bad, Umaga? But it's disappointing. Batista Umaga.
Yeah, I could go with that. I think it was a super letdown.
Yeah, because that should have been great.
Right, Umaga came off the awesome Cena stuff the year before. Batista had the great series Undertaker. Like,
yeah.
I think that'll be maybe in the play-in, but yeah, I hate just picking those, because those Diva matches aren't supposed to be. They're just... I guess this one is a little bit more because of what's going on with Beth and everything. Like, you could say Beth and Melina, expectations are probably higher with those two in there. So that's probably a little bit notch beyond some of the other ones I've been talking about. So I could, if you wanted to put that, like, I don't feel as bad as I would like with a couple of the other ones we talked about earlier. You know?
No. I think Batista Umaga, like, when you factor in disappointment, it's definitely a contender.
Right. Okay. All right. 25.
Can't be the main event. It should be the main event. Right. Next, I have the Miss WrestleMania Battle.
I think so. I don't think anything's really close beyond that.
No, and it's such a letdown the way they did the entrances. They brought all these people back, but then lumped them all into a Kid Rock concert.
And the stupid Santino wins.
Yeah, well, I don't really actually care about that.
No, but still, like, by bringing the legends back and stuff, you kind of set a tone. Like, this is supposed to be something. Like, it's not just a diva match. You know what I mean? It was supposed to be.
Right.
It felt like it should have been a little bit more. And then they made a joke out of it.
Well, it was a man wanted. Like...
Right. 26. Obviously, Brett McMahon.
Yeah. 27.
All right, now we're getting to the ones you know right off the top of your head. Cole Lawler.
It's funny, eh? Because at these cards, you have great all-time matches and worst of all-time matches.
Well, because there's so many more matches, and the shows are bloated, so they're longer.
But then again, seven has as many matches as any of these, right? It's not just the matches.
It's more, but they're short.
Yeah.
It's the long bloated manias. I mean, even 28 alone's got two matches over 30 minutes, one at 22 minutes. You know, like, they give more time.
Yeah.
20, I should say. You want to go to Team Johnny, Team Teddy?
It's either that or the Maria Menounos.
Yeah.
But Team Johnny, Team Teddy is just people coming in the ring and doing one thing.
Right. It should have been more, you know?
Yeah, like, everybody got to pick one thing.
Right.
Okay. And what's his name? Otunga picked Flex.
Yeah.
He came in.
And Zack Ryder gets cucked again. Poor bastard. Oh,
so stupid. Well, most organically guy over on the roster.
Yep. Does she turn on him here? Is that when the turn happens?
Yes. Kicks him in the nuts.
Yeah, so stupid.
And they lose because of it. Although you do get Johnny in that white suit.
That awesome. Is sweet. 29. Triple H Brock.
Yes.
God, 23 minutes that match.
And Triple H almost makes him tap out.
I can't believe Brock is on here twice. It's crazy.
Yeah, and kind of both times not his fault.
Right. All right, 30.
So this is a tricky one because I think the worst match is Brock Undertaker.
Yeah, you can't do that, though.
But you can't do that at the moment, too. So it'd be the Vicky Guerrero Invitational.
Yep, I think that's fine.
Or you can make an argument for Cena Wyatt.
Yeah, I feel like the match is fine, isn't it?
I don't like it, but maybe I'm off.
Yeah, I'm fine with the women's thing. Okay, 31.
Fuck. So many matches in these years. I got Undertaker Wyatt as the worst match.
Yeah. Yep. There you go. Bray gets one anyway. And he's going to get another one in a minute, so.
Maybe two. Well, if we counted 36, maybe I wouldn't get
that. All right, 32, McMahon, Undertaker.
Yeah.
33, Wyatt, Orton.
Yes. In the mat full of maggots.
34.
Let me just bring it down. Where are you?
You don't have it memorized, you mean?
34? No. I have the Bar versus Braun Strowman and Nicholas.
Yeah. You know what? I'm already putting that because it was hyped as something. You know what I mean? And it ends up being nothing. Like, the Nicholas thing was so stupid. And that was a low key Stephanie giving her rant or like Rock with the flamethrower at the end of 32. Like, we're this late in the night and we have Braun Strowman walking around the crowd and picking a fucking kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And why are we burying the Bar?
Right. The whole thing was the whole thing is disgraceful. That
yeah. Like, legitimately one of the best tag teams of the last 3-4 years.
Yes.
Two clearly tough guys.
Yep. It made no sense.
Like, I wouldn't want to fuck with Sheamus. Like, I wouldn't want to fuck with any of them, but I feel like
what's
Sheamus...
What's Nicholas thinking? Stupid.
Yeah, stupid Nicholas.
All right, 35.
Triple H Batista.
Yeah, I hate doing that to Batista.
Yeah, but come on. He trips in the ring. It started poorly. I mean, what would be next? Angle Corbin, I guess, would be the other contender.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say, but... All right. So what's the best of these?
It's the six man.
Yes, that's a 35, right?
Yeah.
That's the best of everything, probably.
Yeah, Batista Umaga, probably.
Yep. How about Team Teddy, Team Johnny?
Yeah, because it's short.
And then what about Hart and Backlund?
No, that's bad.
Okay.
Maybe that's where the Undertaker A-Train show.
How about Tenryu Kata versus Demolition?
Okay, that's fine.
That's like kind of harmless, you know?
Yeah. Worst match on a bad show.
Right. On a good show.
Oh, yes. All
right, do you want to do the very worst now at the top?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Cole Lawler.
Yep. And then McMahon Brett.
I'm surprised he hasn't done McMahon Vince yet.
Well, he did, Shane.
Well, he fought God. There's no reason he couldn't fight himself.
Right.
That's the next cinematic match we're getting.
God comes back for revenge.
Vince against Vince. Starts with him in a mirror questioning things. What else is bad?
You got Orton Wyatt. I think that's up there. Taker Boss Man is up there.
And I would throw that tag match in with Mega Maniacs up there.
Wait, what did I miss? Hart versus McMahon. Oh, wait. So what do you have worse? McMahon Undertaker or Hart versus McMahon? It's two, right? And then Shane Taker three? You think?
Yeah. Shane Taker's not... It's just so long.
It's bad. Let's go in top three. That's the top three. That kills that show dead. All right. So I think you got Orton Wyatt in the mix. You got... was the other one I just said?
Orton Wyatt.
Triple H Brock.
Yeah. And the Mega Maniacs.
Oh, Taker Boss Man. That's the other one.
Yeah.
I'd go Taker Boss Man here.
Yeah.
And then Mega Maniacs.
And then Orton Wyatt?
Yes.
Like, at least with Orton Wyatt, they were trying something.
Right.
They weren't trying something
good. Yeah, they were trying to kill the show. All right, then what do you think? Which is worse, Triple H Batista or Triple H Brock?
Triple H Brock.
All right, let's go that next then.
Because they're both completely unnecessary.
Right.
But, like, Triple H Batista ultimately doesn't hurt anybody. Like, they rebuilt Lesnar for a fucking year.
Right. Yeah, I think the long ones like that, to me, are much worse. Like, some of these are inoffensive to me, like Head Cheese TNA. Like, that shit, it can go later. Like, to me, the worst stuff at a WrestleMania are long, counterproductive, or disappointing. Like, those are the big ones for me.
Right.
So, like, even Elmer Adonis, like, yeah, in theory, that may be, like, one of the worst five or something. You know what I mean? Like, but that's not going to be near the top for me because it didn't mean anything.
No, it was a throwaway match.
So, I think you could argue you got Batista, Triple H, Hart, Backlund, Luger, Yoko. You want to do Luger, Yoko next?
I'd put Batista, Triple H next.
Okay.
Because of the length and because of, again, it's adding to a bloated show. It's unnecessary.
Yeah, he hasn't learned his lesson still.
That's no. And, like, we're not even counting his main events.
Right.
And, like, you know, we're lucky that Orton Wyatt is there because otherwise it'd be Triple H Rollins.
Right, true.
Like.
All right, you want to go Luger, Yoko next?
Luger, Hart, Backlund?
I think Luger Yoko's worse.
It's longer, right? Yeah.
And it's a title match. But then we go Hart Backlund.
Yeah, okay.
God, look at the names in these bottom 10 Mania matches of all time.
Goldberg Lesnar next?
Yeah, probably, because it was hyped so much.
Yeah. And then we saw how good it could be.
Correct. Although Brock, yeah, I guess he was a great worker then. How about Piper Bad News for the racism?
Is that why? Sure. Hey, we got to start to talk about Disastrous Money Inc. too.
All right. Well, how do you rank that versus Taker Wyatt?
I'd rather watch Taker Wyatt.
Okay. All right. We can do that next because it's got the awful main event. I mean, the awful finish too.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
We got to probably start thinking about San Martino Beefcake because that was moderately long.
How about the bar match because they buried the bar?
Yeah, and you get all that Nicholas bullshit.
Okay. And then we can do San Martino.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then let's do Robert's Rude.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because, like, it's like...
And how about Beefcake DiBiase right after it? Because they're very similar to me. Disappointing. Sure. Guys that should put on better matches at Mania that never do. Well, Rude does. The other guys don't.
At Mania? No, Rude. Yeah, Rude's...
He's got the Warrior match.
Yeah, and he squashes Snuka.
All right. So then we get, like, a batch in the middle somewhere, I guess. Like,
yeah, I mean, what's the worst of what's left?
I'd say Taker, Wyatt, or JYD Race.
What about the Boogeyman?
Yeah. How about China Ivory?
Oh, yeah, that's built up quite a bit. But that, in the end, is just a squash. Yeah, like, true. Like, I think that probably doesn't make it on any sort of weaker card.
How about Tag Team Battle Royal the other way? Above Tenryu and Katao. Like, I think that's fine, that match.
Yeah, okay. Okay. And I'd put Taker, Big Show All right. around there, too.
I don't agree with that one, but we'll put it there.
But really, you find that worse than, say, like Ashley and Melina?
No. I mean, the women's matches, I guess, to me, are just... I hate to say it because it's demeaning, but they were just never booked to be much in those stretches. So they all go, like, yeah. 3 to 5 minutes, and they were all, like, popcorn matches. Like, Undertaker is, like, a top guy on a Mania card, you know what I mean? But at 19, he's kind of not, so it's all right. Like, it's very undercardy, like, extremely undercardy. Yeah, that year's
weird
for him.
He's with Nathan Jones. He's with Nathan.
Yeah, the whole year is weird, because even in SummerSlam, too, he's kind of down.
He fights A-Train at SummerSlam, right?
Yeah, that's like a nothing, too. And even in SummerSlam 2, he's with Test. Like, it's an odd little stretch for him. He's like alternates between main event and not main event. You know,
It's funny. They fall into patterns with guys, right? Like, he challenged every fall.
Right.
Every fall, it was Undertaker. The last three summers have been Samoa Joe.
Like, right. Which is weird. All right. How about Rocky Sultan or JYD Race for number 18?
I find Rocky Sultan worse.
Okay.
It's longer, too, I think.
Plus, they kept hyping the stupid Tony Atlas thing, and it doesn't pay it off at all. It doesn't do anything.
But you get Rocky Johnson dancing around like a maniac.
True. All right. So we could go China Ivory, Boogeyman, or JYD here. Or Taker Wyatt, still.
I do Taker Wyatt.
Okay.
And then JYD Race, then the Boogeyman.
Okay.
The Boogeyman. Come to get you. And give me a sandwich.
Okay.
What's left?
The Vicky Invitational and the Miss WrestleMania Battle Royal, kind of similar. But I think that Miss WrestleMania should go next. Because like we said, they brought back all the older women. And
then let's put Vicky Invitational right behind it.
Yeah, but see, I think that's not as bad, actually.
Or let's do the other women, the shitty women's matches then. Okay. So what's Trish Christie, Ashley Melina.
Ashley Melina is the worst, right?
Yeah, and then Trish Christie.
Chris Christie.
Did he die? Did he die?
No, he's not dead.
It was really sad to see Jeff Probst died.
Did he?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Survivor guy?
Yeah, it's one of my predictions.
Oh. I was like, man, I hadn't seen anything from Jordan. Like, I thought you would have been in tears.
You got to be careful, Jordan. Jordan's very sad right now.
All right. Then China Ivory. And then Trish Jazlita.
I think Head Cheese is probably worse than Trish Jazlita.
Yeah. How about China Ivory? Worse than that?
Yeah, Head Cheese is worse than that.
Okay. Those three are gone.
And then
Vic Invitational and Elmer Adonis. Somehow under the radar.
Well, let's put Elmer and Adonis worse.
No, I think the Vicky's better than Elmer and Adonis.
Yeah.
Okay. Should Elmer and Adonis be any, be any higher?
No.
Okay. You don't think it's worse than anything above it?
It's all bad.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we got then. Here we go. The best of the worst is Yokozuna, Jake Roberts, and Ahmed Johnson against Owen Hart, Yokozuna, and the British Bulldog. Batista versus Umaga at 34, Team Teddy, Team Johnny at 33, and Tenryu and Katao versus Demolition at 32. That'll be our play-in. I'm hoping the six-man wins, but I think Batista Umaga may.
Wait, when you say wins...
Oh, no, that's right. So they should not win. So I guess Team Teddy, Team Johnny would be my pick.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. 31 is the Tag Team Battle Royal from WrestleMania 14. 30 is Undertaker versus A-Train and Big Show. 29 is the Vicky Invitational from 31. 28, Uncle Elmer versus Adrian Adonis. 27, Trish Stratus, Jazz, and Lita. 26, China Ivory. 25, Head Cheese, TNA. 24, Trish Stratus versus Christie. 23, Ashley versus Melina. 22, the Miss WrestleMania Battle Royal. 21, Boogeyman versus Booker and Charmel. 20, JYD and Harley Race. 19, Undertaker and Bray Wyatt. 18, Rocky Maivia as Sultan. 17, Brutus Beefcake and Teddy DiBiase. 16, Jake Roberts, Rick Rude. 15, David Sammartino versus Brutus Beefcake. 14, Braun Strowman and Nicholas versus The Bar. 13, National Disasters versus Money Inc. 12, Roddy Piper versus Bad News Brown. 11, Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar. 10, Bret Hart versus Bob Backlund. 9, Lex Luger versus Yokozuna. 8, Batista versus Triple H. 7, Brock Lesnar versus Triple H. 6, Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt. 5, Mega Maniacs versus Money Inc. 4, Undertaker versus Big Boss Man. 3, Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker. 2, Bret Hart versus Mr. McMahon. And number 1, Michael Cole versus Jerry Lawler.
Wow.
So I think those any of those top four have a good chance to win. I think Orton Wyatt has a chance from outside the top four because it's so recent and everyone's going to remember the Worms. I think it depends how pissed people are about Hart Backlund.
I don't think that pissed.
Okay. And how about Goldberg Lesnar?
I think that's going to – I think that might go out early. Yeah. Because with this, right, like you're going to get people that are like Trish Christie is the worst
right
match ever or Elmer Adonis.
Well, so like Brock Goldberg in round one will take on the Miss WrestleMania Battle Royal.
Yeah, like people might vote for that being worse. Right.
Okay.
I mean, look, I'd be shocked if it doesn't come down to the top two.
Yeah, it should in this one. Or I mean, well, no, Shane Taker has a lot of hate because it like that's the bell cow of that awful Mania. Like everyone right. remembers. Everyone has 32 is the worst Mania. That's the worst match on the worst Mania. It's long. It kills the show. Like, I honestly, that might be my pick of the three at this point.
Cole Lawler is like when you factor everything into it, yeah. It's like 40 minutes.
Yeah. True. And I just haven't watched it in forever, so it's probably not as fresh in my head. I watched Shane Taker more recently. And then I love that Roberts Rude is facing Beefcake DiBiase in round one. That's like the perfect – those two two matches facing off is great. They're like mirror images of each other for a year apart.
Fucking Ted DiBiase, man. Like and where does he get off saying people can't work when he has this – slew of terrible matches on pay-per-view.
He's on here three times. How many Manias is he in? Four, five? He's in what, four through nine?
Well, he's good in four. Like he's
no, but I'm saying he's got six Mania matches and three of them are on the list.
He's bad at six too. Who does he fight at six?
Virgil. No, not Virgil. Six is Jake. No, it's not bad.
Yeah, I think it's terrible.
I don't think it's that bad. I'd put that as one of his better ones. Virgil's probably his best, I guess.
Putting it as better. Like, come on now. Let's be real.
Well, I guess technically he's got six, but he's really got what? He's got two more at four, so he's got eight, technically. He's got the Duggan match, Morocco, which are fine, Savage. Those might be his best three, I guess. I like the Virgil. The Virgil's fine, too.
Yeah, the Virgil's fine. Get up, Virgil!
I mean, it's just SummerSlam was better, obviously.
Yeah, but it actually has emotion behind it.
Right. All right. Well, this was fun, Aaron. Hopefully everyone enjoys these tournaments. We'll kick off a new one soon. Check out everything at the North-South Connection Podcast Network. Shows dropping two, three times a week. We have Wrestling Warzone. We have Extreme Three-Way Dance. The show No Holds Barred. Jeff Owens Wrestling. Fighting Spirit of 06. Ruthlessly Aggressive Podcast. The Year That Was. GWCW content. Just tons of stuff. You can just subscribe on any podcatcher app and be sure to rate and review us, please. If you don't mind, facebook.com/North South Connection and Twitter, I'm at JT the Pod Guy. That's where this tournament will go down. Be sure to check that daily. There'll be matchups going up each and every day. Aaron, anything you want to talk about?
No, we've talked
a lot.
Yeah.
All right, we're out then. Everyone say bars no hold and eat your dookie.
Bye, friends. I